KBOK is celebrating Arizona's centennial all month with voices of Arizona's arts, past and present. Hearing the Century on KBOK.
For more than 40 years, Tucson-based folklorist and anthropologist James Big Jim Griffith has explored the customs and traditions found throughout the U.S.-Mexico border. In 2011, Big Jim was honored for his lifetime achievements by the National Endowment for the Arts with the Bess Lomax Hawes Fellowship, which recognizes an individual who has made significant contributions to the preservation and awareness of cultural heritage.
I enjoy it, but I've never really concentrated on the kind of folk art that one finds in folk art galleries. I'm much more interested in the ways in which ordinary people decorate their lives by signaling the community that they belong to and using the aesthetics and the values of that community. It's just something that always has fascinated me, the cultural baggage, cultural luggage that people and communities see fit to carry with them.
Jim's book, Echo a Mano, The Traditional Arts of Tucson's Mexican-American Community, includes several examples of evolving traditions, art forms that became reinterpreted as they crossed borders.
The two really easy examples are piñatas and cascarones. You know from cascarones? Cascarones are egg shells from which the egg has been removed by knocking one end out and blowing it out. The shell is dried, filled with confetti. In Santa Cruz County, in the Tucson area, it's then put on a cone of newspaper, which itself is decorated with fringed strips of colored paper. Traditionally, I think they were used as a kind of permissible courting game at dances at Easter time or at Carnaval. And what you do with these is crack them over people's heads. And the confetti trickles down over their shoulders. They're sold on Holy Saturday at the four Yaqui villages that do the Yaqui Easter ceremony in the Tucson area. And that's what they're for. But I know a lot of Anglos who buy them and use them for wall decorations. Don't hit people over the head with them. And some of them can get very, very elaborate. And so I've heard people say, no, you can't break something that's got all that work in it.
The tradition has evolved in other ways, too.
Some friends who were making money for a club got together and made and sold cascarones. And they were a three-family club, and they'd pay for vacation trips or one thing or another by doing this. And when their kids got into the university and moved into dormitories, their roommates and other friends wanted cascarones for room decorations. And then they wanted big cascarones for room decorations. So one of the very inventive ladies involved got a bunch of those plastic eggs that legs stockings come in and used those as the eggshell. Of course, these are cascarones that look like cascarones, but I mean, they're completely different critter, except they're the same thing, except they're not. They've turned into a kind of icon of place, saying, in this house, we know we're in the Sonora Desert. We know we're sharing the Sonora Desert with these neat people. Or at least that's what they seem to say to me when I see them.
Folklorist Big Jim Griffith, dedicated to the understanding and preservation of the vibrant cultures of Southern Arizona. If you'd like to learn more about Jim Griffith and see images of the colorful cascarones, visit kbaq.org. I'm Liz Warren with the Storytelling Institute at South Mountain Community College. Hearing the Century is an Arizona Centennial Legacy Project produced by 89.5 KBOK and supported in part by the Arizona Humanities Council.